at this stage. Hey, if you've got your Bibles on, we're going to turn to Matthew. And start there. Sorry, I'm just doing two things at once. If you are wanting a sermon title, it's simply this. It's Who's in the Go? It's Who's in the Go? Turn to your neighbor and just say, go. Okay, but don't go. Just say stay. And then it's Who's in the Go? In Matthew 28, verse 16, it reads this, Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. And Jesus came and told his disciples, I have given you all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go. My old pastor would always say, if you ever see a therefore, find out what it's there for. I have given you all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations. Of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. It's who's in the go. Matthew 28:20 says, I am with you. Surely I am with you. I am with you to the very end of age. In our go, he is with us. Our strength is not in how we stand out. Our strength is not in what we stand out with, but it's who stands with us. It's who stands with us. It's who works through us. It's who goes before us, because he is Emmanuel, God with us. If you look at the word with, you'll find that in the Hebrew, it means beside, in company with. It's used in the word Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel meaning with us, El meaning God. With us is God. So Emmanuel, God with us. With us is God. So when you step out, God is with you. When you step out, with you is God. In the Greek, there are four words. One is meta, meaning among and in company of. It's a relational presence. Two, syn, S-Y-N, is, means together. It's a united. Para, meaning beside, near, in the proximity of, and in, by means of. It's an empowering. The word often carries a deep relational weight in both the Greek and the Hebrew. It's more than just being nearby. It implies presence and implies partnership. It implies purpose and it implies promise. When Scripture says God is with us, it's not a casual statement. It means he's present. It means he's active. It means he's fully committed to what you are doing in Him. God is with us. I've been pondering this because, you know, when God gives you a vision and it's bigger than what you can actually physically do, you stand at this space and you go, God, I can't, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know how to do this. How do I accomplish this? How do we as a church accomplish a city hub? How do we accomplish a cafe? How do we accomplish meeting rooms and prayer rooms and counseling rooms? How do we accomplish being a light in the city during the week? How the heck do we do three services on one day at the same time in different locations? God, how do I do this? And it's been pondering in my back of my head, because the truth is we can't. I sit there and I go, God, how do I do this cafe? It means leasing buildings. It means fit outs. It means money and lots of it. And it's like God just tweaked me a little bit because in my head I had this picture of God giving a vision to someone saying, this is what I want you to do, and then having a backpack, a wee five-year-old on his backpack, God putting his lunch in it, God putting some stuff in it, and then sending him on his way, going, now you go do what I've called you to do. And the boy just begins to walk with his bag equipped with everything. And it's like I had this picture, that's not what God does. He goes, I've given you a vision, let's go, I'm with you. I'm beside you, I'm in front of you, I'm behind you, I am preparing the way ahead of you, and you don't even know, but you don't need to worry about that because I'm standing beside you and I'm walking with you because I am the God with you. I am Emmanuel. God with me, God with you, whatever it is that God has placed on your heart to do, He walks with you in that. He walks with you through that. In fact, I would say this, if you carry something in your heart that you believe God has given you, and you can sit there and you can do it on your own strength, I would say to you, it's not God. Because when God gives us something, when God calls us to something, it's more than what we can be in the physical. It's more than what we can achieve without Him. If we can achieve it without Him, it's probably just a good idea. If you can achieve it without Him, it's probably just something you can do on your own talents, with your own. And He's saying, I am with you. Therefore, go. Go and preach the gospel. Go and do my work throughout the earth. But know this, as you go, I am with you. I am with you. Ever present, ever active, fully committed with you. In our go, He is with us. I am with you always. It's interesting, the word with there is the Greek word meta, which means companionship, which means relationship. We live in a world where we are more connected than ever before. We live in a world where we have the ability to have more relationship with more people around the world than ever before. Through Facebook, which is now called Meta. So this counterfeit, thing in our age, which is saying you can have relationship, you can have companionship, you can have friendship through this. And he's saying here, but no, you can't have that with this. Through this, I am with you always is just my promise with you, through relationship with me, through the word of God through me. Yet we have this counterfeit in the world where we are more connected, more relational than ever before, but never have we been more disconnected, never have we been more separated than before. Going is scary. But God doesn't give you instructions. He gives you companionship. So when he says go, he's saying go, let's go. I'm with you in this. When he calls you out, he's not sending you on your way with a wee backpack, a few bits and pieces to get you started. He's going with you. When Moses was afraid, he said, I will be with you. Sometimes going is uncomfortable. Sometimes stepping out is uncomfortable. Sometimes outside of your comfort zone is uncomfortable. But when you are with God, when you're standing, not knowing where the next step is, and you just step out and go, God, because he is with you. Our power is not in what is not, our power is not in what we stand out with, but it's who we stand out with. Moses and the rod was just a stick. David and the stones were just stones. Samson and the jaw, it was just a jaw of a donkey. A boy and his lunch, it was just a lunchbox. What we have needs to be submitted to him, but it's who stands and goes with us. That's where the real power. It's like it's not reading David and Goliath like Jack and the Beanstalk. It's not, they weren't five magic stones. They weren't, he didn't go and get five magic stones and the magic stones killed Goliath. It was the stones that killed Goliath, but it was the God with David. It was the God that went before David. It was the God that worked through David with what David had in his hands. See, what we have needs to be submitted to him. What you're holding in your hand is important. It needs to be so. It needs to be given to him. God, this is all I have. God, I have my lunch. That's all I have. But I submit it to you. I give it to you to do what you can do and only you can do and multiply and do stuff with it. But I know that it's the God with me. I know it's the God in me. I know it's the God working through me that actually is the key. Romans 8:17 says, and since we are his children, we are co-heirs with Christ. Co-heirs with Christ. We are together with Christ. We have a deep unity with Christ. Co-heirs. We often try to stand out with gifts and our charisma and our skills. Well, I can play the guitar real good. I'm a real good speaker. I my England is very, very good. I'm a people's person. Thy gifts are things that need to be submitted to Him. But it's the God working through us. It's the God with us. It is the God with us. The power isn't in our platform. It's in the proximity to His presence. The power is not in the platform. It's how close I am to Him. Power is not in the stage of worship. The power is in how close am I with Him. It's our proximity to Him. He stands with us. He works through us. And He goes before us. He stands with us, never leaving, never forsaking. He works in and through us, empowering us to do what we can't do. He is in you. He's working in and through you so you can accomplish what you can't do on your in your own strength. That call of God, that how to His what, He will empower that. He will blow upon that. He will use that. Because He is with us. He is God with you. He stands with us. I don't have to worry about the how this is going to happen. I just have to worry about God. I'll just keep moving. God, how do you do a cafe? Well, just walk with me, Jono. Walk with me, because what I want to do is I want to bring along a Christian businessman who's run cafes before. You don't know this, but he's up here. I know where he's standing, and I know he's up here, but you're back here, so you just have to keep walking. And I'm with you, and all of a sudden, boom, it's a connection. Ah, how did you? Well, I didn't know. It's God. It's God working in our go, and it's God moving with us as we go, and it's God doing what only God can do. How do you do building? How do you do this? Doesn't matter, Jono, it doesn't matter, church yet. You just gotta keep moving as a church. How do you do three congregations? How do you purchase a building? I mean, this is God. I mean, I don't want to scare you, but we're not talking just $100. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, we are literally in the zone of, God, this is impossible, only you can do this. And so he says, well, it's great because I can use that. So now just walk with me and keep walking. Allow me to walk with you. Allow me to work through you. Allow me to bring what only I can do, what only I can bring into the situation and make something out of nothing. Because that's what I do. You just need to be in it. You, church at, you just need to move in obedience. You just need to step out. You just need to get the vision in your heart. You need to get the vision in your spirit. And you need to believe it and you need to see it. And I will do what I can only do. And you step out. And you step out and you walk. He is not only present with you. He is active with you. You see, we often only hear the word Emmanuel at Christmas time. Isaiah's prophecy. Mary naming. And Luke. And it's a Christmas word. Why are you using a Christmas word? It's not a Christmas word. It's Emmanuel. God is with you. God just, he just doesn't visit your calling, he inhabits it. We have the confidence that the one who has called you is the one who is with you. God is in our go. And it's who's in the go that's the difference. And you might be here today and you are facing some obstacles. And I just sense that God would say to you, it's okay, because I'm with you. It's okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm not only with you, I'm going to do something real weird. I'm going to go before you. And I'm not only going to go before you, I'm actually going to work through you. And I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to wrap myself around this entire thing. Because that is my promise to you. I am with you. I'm going to invite Cleo to come. And as you are sitting there, just as clear a place, just close your eyes. Just take a moment. You might be like me. You might have a call of God on you. You might have some howls in your life. And you're wondering, how? How? And maybe the picture of the wee boy or the wee girl, mum and dad packing the lunchbox, packing the books and just sending them on their way and then marching out into, maybe that's how you feel. I think God does pack our lunchbox. I think God does pack our bags. I think God does put the backpack on our back. But then what he does, he just grabs your hand and he walks with you. And I get a sense that there are some people today and you need to hear that. You are not alone. I am sending you, I have called you, and I am with you. You are not on your own. I am walking ahead of you. I am doing stuff that you don't even see, but if you keep walking, you will see. You will see. And just as clear as playing, with every eye bow, if that is you, if you felt like that little boy, that little girl with a school backpack and just walking, I wonder whether you'd just stand to your feet. Maybe you got a call of that call of God on your life and you think, God, I can't do that. I can't do that. Maybe just stand to your feet. Maybe you're in the middle of something and it's like, God, I can't continue. I wonder if you'd stand to your feet. Maybe you're part of church out and you read this vision that we're doing and you're like, God, I don't know how that's going to work. I literally think he's lost his marbles. I think Pastor Jono's passed it. Maybe that is you. Maybe you've read the vision and go, man, that's, yeah, whatever. I want to say this, God is with us. God is with you. So if that is you, if any of those things apply to you, just right where you are, just stand to your feet. Jesus. If you need to know that God is with you, stand. Going to wait a wee bit longer because I sense there are more people that need to stand. It's like you need to stand and you need to know that God is with you. So as Cleo sings that again, if that is you, you know, don't attend. Meet with him. Father, I thank you that your word says you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us, and you are Emmanuel. God with us. So as we continue to step out as a church, as we continue to step out as individuals, Lord God, Father, we would step knowing, having that full assurance, knowing that deep within us, that you are with us, that you're working in us, you're working through us, you're going before us, but we walk with you, Jesus. Don't take this the wrong way, but I see you walking in not high heels, but in just shoes. It, and I got a picture of you. I just saw you sitting on a stool, and he was changing your shoes. He was equipping your feet for the walk ahead with the right shoes. It's like the sense that God, you've been walking and your feet have become uncomfortable. Your feet are getting sore. Your feet are getting tired. And that's because you're just not wearing the right shoes. So he's sitting you down. He's putting the right shoes on you for this next journey. This next journey is going to be one that is walked with ease. It's going to be one that is walked in comfort. It's going to be one that is walked in purpose. It's going to be one that is walked with joy. It's going to be one that is walked with joy. And so, Father, I pray now, Lord God. Father, we speak joy in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak comfort in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the ground that is going to be covered. Father, I thank you for the steps that are going to be taken, Lord God. That these are going to be steps that you are fully going to know that I am with you. The steps that you are fully going to know his presence in every step, his presence in every move. And I get the sense that you're going to come across markers. And the markers, they just represent a miracle that is placed ahead of you. There are miracles ahead of you. Keep walking. Keep walking. Jesus. 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 Father, I pray for Nina, Lord God. And then I get a picture of you and you're just standing on a mountain like a cliff top. And it's a cliff top of, it's high altitude. It's kind of like it's a place where you should be struggling for breath, but you're standing on this cliff top and you're just taking full breaths in. It's a place where things should be tough, but it's like it's not. It's that sense of that assuredness that you stand there with the King of Kings and he is with you. He is with you. He is with you. And you are going to know what it is to know that statement. I am with you. Yes. I am with you, Jesus. All of God. Jesus. Lord, look, Father, I pray for Jody, look, God. I see you sitting behind a drum kit. And it's like you've played every beat that you know. Every beat that you know, you've played it, and you've played it with confidence. You've played it with a knowing that, I got that, I know that. But I get a sense that you're going to walk into a season where he's actually wanting to show you a new beat. It's a new beat of trial. It's a new beat of error. It's like it's like any learning, any new beat, trying to get everything happening all at once. But it's a new beat that is within you that he wants to draw out. It's a new beat within you that it's a new way of doing things. It's a new way of looking at things. It's a new way of doing. And I see him like a drum tutor walking around the kit as you play, walking, you go, hey, do that, do this, do this, do that. It's not you in a room with a set of headphones on learning the beat. It's you in a room, and he's in the room with you teaching you the beat. Jesus. Oh, look, God. I get a sense that you're gonna come into a season, and you're gonna be at the right place at the right time. In fact, you're going to get sick and tired of being at the right place at the right time, because it's like, why am I here? Why do I always feel like I'm in the right place at the right time? It's because he has placed you in that moment. He's placed you in that place for that time. And it's a place where you will know what it is to minister to people. It's a place where you'll know what it is to have the right words to say to people. It's a place where you're going to know the right things. And it's kind of like I see this backpack on you, and it's loaded. I mean, you have got everything you need in your backpack. There's nothing more he wants to add to it. It is chocker block. And as you walk, and as you step out, as you find yourself in that right place at the right time, you're going to have the right thing, because he's given it to you. He's equipped you with it. It's in. And I get you. I see you, and you're stopping at a place, and you're like, oh, how do I do that? Oh, that's right. It's in my bag. It's in my bag. It's in my bag. But honestly, more than that, I see it. I see him. Man, I see you as that 5-year-old boy, and he's walking beside you, holding your hand. He has your hand, and he is walking with you, because he is the God with you. He is your God. And he is with you. Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Jesus. Father, I pray for David. I pray for Dad. Father, I pray that as he walks, Father, I pray that he would know that he knows that he knows that he is, knows that he is not walking alone. That he I really get this sense that you are going to know what it is to sense the tangible presence of God. When you're walking, it's that physical feeling of knowing you are walking with someone. And I get that sense that as you walk, as you sit, as you drive, you are going to know the tangible presence of Him. That you're going to know that He is with you. Jesus. Oh, Lord God. Father, I pray for Melinda. Father, I pray that as she steps, as she walks, Lord God. Father, not only will she know that you're with her, that you're working through her, Lord God. I just get this picture of you walking and you know that God's with you, but you're going to know what it is for Him to be working through you. It's like you as you step out in Him, it's knowing that He is with you, but it's knowing that He is going to work through you. And that what you are holding in your hand is exactly what He wants to use. It's not like you need to go find the stones. It's not like you need to go pick up the rod. You have what He needs in your hand right now. And He is going to move through that. It's like I get the pictures of those movies where someone all of a sudden breaks out in kung fu and they've never taken a lesson in kung fu. It's like I get a sense that He's just going to equip you, bang, you're going to do something, you're going to be like, what the heck? You're going to be blown away at what God does through you as He walks with you. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand to our feet this morning.